There's not near as much moisture in a meadow than as there is in what I would call a park.
If this park is really damp, really moist, would you call it anything else? Maybe a bog, maybe? Any other term like that?
Bogs, but that a bog would be something you wouldn't be able to walk across because you'd sink in it.
Okay, what about, you use the word swamp?
Swamp? Swamp isn't as muddy as a bog. A bog is a place that you don't dare go across with your car or walk if it's wet.
In a swamp compared to a park?
Well, a swamp is larger, I would say, than a park.
Oh, I see. Okay. What would you call a flat-topped hill?
Well, depends upon the shape of it. Now, we have a hill out here that has a flat top, looks like a boot, and we call it Boot Hill. Or Table Rock.
I see. Okay. They use the term mesa around here, or not so much?
No.
And when you come off the top of, say you're to fall off the edge of
Boot Hill.
What is that from the top to the bottom?
The elevation, is that what you want? Or
it would be falling off there'll be bluebirds over the white of Dover. Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call those? Montgomery Cliff?
Cliff. Well, now, to me, a cliff is something that is more perpendicular.
I see.
Than a Table Rock or Boot Hill. Yeah, a cliff is something Indians run buffalo off of to kill them.
Now, do they have a lot of those around here?
Well, out on our ranch, I'm sure that one place close to the cemetery is Indian. Anyhow, they used it to run these buffalo off because the contour of the land, you know, came and they could run those buffalo off of that cliff and right into the water, and you know, with a whole herd of buffalo, what would happen to the poor ones that went down first? They would be
hamburger,
something like that.
Buffalo burger.